This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, if Americans don't wake up now to what's happening, we deserve what happens to us. It really does become a Darwin Award type situation. You've seen the videos of somebody with their cell phone not looking, and they walk out into like a major interstate highway and get hit by a bus. People say, well, too bad they're dead, but, you know, they win the Darwin Award. And so I guess it's natural selection. They're idiots. They're not meant to go on. But if Americans put up with the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundation, along with the Open Society Foundation of George Soros, to fund radical Islam's takeover of Europe, to fund collapsing Latin America into the United States, if we put up with the most dramatic footage you've ever seen that we're going to be playing for TV viewers, breaking down for radio listeners, coming up in the next segment, I mean, you had tens of thousands of people UN-funded smash over the Guatemala-Mexico border. The New York Times, the Washington Post were still reporting, oh, it's a couple hundred. Now they're saying it's 5,000. It's 100,000. It's 200,000. It looks like two or three NFL football games let out. Notice I was saying Friday and yesterday it's 5,000 to 10,000. They were saying that it was 200. No, if you put that image back up from drudgereport.com, 200 would be the first 100 feet, not the 5 miles behind them. And the truth is, it's a big giant stream behind them. And the UN runs the world refugee program in every major nation but the U.S., who pulled out of it last year. So they're directing this as a political weapon. And as soon as they get here, they're giving voter registration cards, they're giving absentee ballots, and it's in the Dallas TV and the Houston TV. And it's in the national television out of Denver, all the battleground states. They are sitting there. And they are sending the illegal aliens absentee ballots so they can vote. And that's the globalist secret weapon. So, I've been up since 9 a.m. getting this broadcast ready for you. And we come back, we've got the footage. Not just of yesterday when they tore down the fences and rampaged through, but the new footage of marching into Mexico towards Texas, towards California, towards Arizona, towards New Mexico. It's all coming up on the other side. And the big fact that the president, you heard it here first, just like you've heard so many things here first. That's what scares the Democrats and Soros and the globalists. They know we're jacked into the zeitgeist. That Trump is looking at the tax exemption of NGOs and of these big tax-free foundations, and Trump is looking at cutting UN funding, not just pulling out of the UN compact on migration and borders, which puts the UN over your borders. He did that last year. Now Italy and Austria and Hungary are pulling out. That's leadership. But that Trump is looking to actually cut UN funding or maybe even go further, because it's a globalist anti-American organization with a bunch of third world dictators running it, allied with big Fortune 100 companies that don't want nation states. They don't want freedom. They want to absorb the nation states in a giant vertical integration, which means ending your basic freedom, your basic future. So it's all coming up. Now, I spent all day on the special report we're going to air when we come back. All the clips, all the documentation, all the proof. It's powerful. And then we're going to have Tommy Robinson on with what's happening with Soldier X in the UK and the military awakening. the globalist attack on UK sovereignty brings it to the next level. And then Millie Weaver covering live the bizarre satanic rituals against Kavanaugh and Trump from New York City. It's all coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Technically, there's 16 days, but it's more like 15 days and 10 hours till the most historic election in world history, a referendum on nationalism, on success, on free market, on Christianity, on the West, the Renaissance versus the worldwide corporate takeover, allied with radical Islam, the Chi-Coms, and what's left of the Nazi operation, Juncker, and the EU. Thank you so much for joining us today on this live Global Sunday transmission. The United Nations publicly has control of over 160 nations' borders via treaties that they control immigration and that they control naturalization and that they control migrants. And they've said now no borders exist. No one's allowed to have borders. But the UN has borders around its buildings. The Vatican has borders around its buildings. And now they have come out and had hundreds of thousands of migrants conservatively mass in Venezuela and other areas and began marching out of northern South America in the last 6 months and telling the countries along the way, if you let them in, we will ship them to America, and the UN pays the local politicians off. Yesterday, they smashed through Mexican defenses, through the border gates, through the fences, and got in. Now the media is saying 5 to 10,000. They were saying 200 yesterday. So it must be the number's like 100,000. We said 5 to 10,000. Now it looks like 100,000. Looks like a whole bunch of NFL football games let out. And they're now smashing in viciously and waving foreign flags, Venezuelan flags, Honduran flags. They say, we're coming. We want welfare. We're going to have anchor babies. They admittedly have child smugglers shipping children in with them. They admittedly are bringing drugs, and no one's going to stop them because they're God. When you fly in from Mexico or England or Canada, you're going to get asked questions. You're going to have to show ID, but not them. And as Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and Trump pointed out, they're being foreign funded. There's a World Net Daily article that shows all the major groups that are actually funding it. And it's the UN, it's Soros, it's the Ford Foundation. It's all coming up. It'll take two segments to play the report, but I want to air it here because it's so important. Then Tommy Robinson set to go to prison for exposing Islamic child kidnapping rings that were confirmed to be real. They've been convicted. But he is set to go to prison for contempt of court, exposing it to begin with. That hearing is coming up in a few days. And the military, wait till you hear about Soldier X and the insane story of Soldier X at the bottom of the hour. But let's start getting to this special report that is so critical that all of you watching on TV or listening on radio or watching at InfoWars.com, the full archive of this report I just shot hours ago is at InfoWars.com. President Trump is considering cutting funding to the UN in response to the UN fomenting this attack on our borders and our sovereignty, just like they've done in Europe. Here's the beginning of the censored report.
No, no wall, no USA at all. No stop, no wall.
Extremism Freedom and Defense of Liberty is no vice, to quote Barry Goldwater. The president must pull out of the UN. He must seize that property. It is a criminal organization. If the president just continues to let them organize hundreds of millions of third world populations, the UN says they want 600 million in the U.S. in their own plan by 2050. If we put up with that, we'll be fighting a losing battle as they stream up out of Central and South America into Mexico and into the United States.
But I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
High-level White House and campaign sources have confirmed to InfoWars that President Trump has all options on the table to deal with the organized, concerted invasion of North America by the United Nations and multinational NGOs. Again, all options are on the table. Let's discuss those options and our national sovereignty's survival. Secretary of State Pompeo is on record. This is an organized invasion of the United States. We're going to break down who's organizing it, and we're going to break down how to stop it cold. Ladies and gentlemen, this is do or die time for America. This is the same globalist model they've already used to overrun Europe with third world populations that have been weaponized. This is America. 2 minutes to midnight.
This is a group, a large group of people that are putting women and children in front of the caravan to use as shields as they make their way through.
It's Sunday, October 21st, 2018, and the United States is under foreign, multinational, corporate UN attack. This is 21st century warfare, and President Trump must act. And I can tell you from past statements from the president and sources close to the president that he is preparing to pull us out of the United Nations. He pulled us out of the treaty last year that for over two decades had put UN control over our immigration policy and over, quote, refugees. We see in Europe, in Italy, and in Austria, and in Hungary, they are pulling out of the compacts, following the United States, because the UN actually goes in and destabilizes these third world countries, then organizes the migrant waves and has them leapfrog up through Central and South America into the United States, and the same thing in the Middle East and North Africa into Europe. In fact, the dictator of Turkey has threatened to open up even more migration if the EU doesn't submit to him and basically go under Islamic control. This is 21st century warfare, using giant weaponized third world populations to invade. But here's the big news I'm going to break down in a moment. The president has a way to stop this dead in its tracks. We've already got 35 million illegal aliens in this country that have come in the last few decades. We've already basically run a white flag up. And Trump is saying no to surrender now. So what does the UN do? They organize millions of people and prepare them to create open lanes to invade the United States. And what does the left do here in the United States while this invasion force builds up and just smashed through the Mexican border out of Guatemala yesterday? I'll tell you what they do. No borders, no walls, no ice. And the controlled corporate media shows an image of Trump looking over the poor little girl and taking her away from her mommy, which never happened. You have hundreds of thousands of people a month trying to pour across, many of them making it, many of them children unattended. And under Obama, they would just give the children over to, quote, aid groups that turned out to be child traffickers. But that's a side issue compared to what's behind this. The UN, the major foundations, the Rockefeller, the Ford, the Carnegie, Soros' foundations publicly fund all this. And the New York Times, the Washington Post, in the last few days said a couple hundred migrants came up to the border and, oh, the police were mean to them. But now we know it's over 10,000. It's over 5,000 that made it across in two different groups. And they're beating up and attacking the police and using children as shields, something that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo exposed. This organized invasion, hiding in plain view, should be the number one story in the United States. But instead, it's a side issue in the corporate media. The controlled media makes fun of Trump that he's making a big deal about it. Think about the archetypal images, like a dam opening its floodgates and flooding the countryside, like just happened here in Austin, Texas last week. But instead, it's people carrying children at their front as human shields and saying, our countries are lawless hellholes of corruption and child trafficking. And so because we're fleeing all this tyranny, we're going to bring it to you. And we're funded by the United Nations that controls these nations and has helped destabilize them, who is then weaponizing it to use it against the First World. President Trump must act with executive orders, putting the military on the border to block this, and he signaled that he will. But more importantly, we can't just pull out of the fraudulent UN migration compact, giving them control over our immigration and who can come into the nation as refugees. We've already done that. President Trump has to signal pulling all funding from the United Nations, and as long as it acts as a criminal organization and a criminal group, organizing the overthrow of our borders.
All right, we'll be right back with how to defeat these people. It's popular, it's constitutional, it's common sense. We have the will, and it's going to happen. That's right, we will pull out of the UN. America will defeat the globalists. Stay with us. History's happening now, whatever you do. Email your friends, your family, everybody, however you're listening, radio, TV, internet. Tell people now, bypass the censors. Infowars.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. here live. David Knight's on with the David Knight Show, doing a great job. 8 a.m. every morning at Infowars.com/show. Owen Schroyer, The War Room, Roger Stone. 3 p.m. every day, and we're going to expand. We've got live coverage of the election, right through the election and after for a week. 8 to 10 p.m. every night, InfoWars.com, going out on the radio and TV satellites for everybody to pick up. A lot of stations picking them up. We appreciate that. The only reason we get this information out is because of you. Why are we the most banned, most lied about, most demonized broadcast? Because we do our research. We have the facts. So let's conclude this report, and I'll get to the big exclusive out of the EU globalist takeover with Tommy Robinson and the rest of it, and the big breaking exclusive news about Soldier X, the new greatest threat to the NWO, next segment. But right now, let's go back to the breakdown report. The full report is on Infowars.com right now, where you can go see it for yourself, see all the articles, the bibliography, dealing with the fact that Trump is looking at pulling out of the UN entirely, not just cutting funding if they continue to try to destroy national sovereignty. Here's the rest of the report.
Compact, giving them control over our immigration and who can come into the nation as refugees. We've already done that. President Trump has to signal pulling all funding from the United Nations, and as long as it acts as a criminal organization and a criminal group organizing the overthrow of our borders, our sovereignty, and our nation, with these giant third world weaponized populations that the leftists and the UN control. As long as that's happening, then I say the president sees the United Nations in New York City. The Rockefellers paid for the damn thing. It's on U.S. land. They're flooding us. They're conquering us. How about we put the 60,000+ homeless people that are in New York City inside the caviar posh halls of the UN? But don't hold your breath. The Vatican has 200-foot walls, but the Pope says he gets sick at his stomach hearing about Christian roots of Europe and the borders need to be opened up. But he doesn't take one person inside of the Vatican, even though Italy has over 1 million illegals from North Africa alone, huge crime rates, plunging amount of people coming for tourism. And it's the same thing in Germany and the same thing in Sweden and 90%+ of the rapes by the Islamic illegal aliens. And now they're pulling the same scam here. Thousands and thousands of the illegals made it across the international bridge yesterday. The police in Mexico capitulated, and now the UN's coming in as the savior to set up refugee camps in Mexico, which they'll use to train and fund and prepare the even larger migrant wave from Mexico, combining with the others out of Central and South America, to then flood into the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a 21st century military attack.
No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
The globalists want a permanent underclass from third world nations that they historically have already had control of. We're talking about nations with crime rates 10, 15 times higher than America's worst cities. We're talking about places where corruption is just accepted, where the people have been totally poor for generation after generation. And when you watch these illegal aliens waving their foreign flags, holding some of their babies up as human shields, what are they saying? They're saying, we're fleeing violence, we're fleeing corruption, we can't live in the hellhole of Central and South America and all the communist and authoritarian regimes. Exactly. And then you're led by leftist groups and authoritarian UN coming into America to create the exact same thing. And that's why it's not just illegal. It's not just a lot of child trafficking. They haven't just caught these groups trafficking children. They haven't just caught them bringing in drugs. They are part of a criminal takeover and come from cultures that we know are failed. Period. And that's why it's so critical to stop this deluge of humans. They have to fix the countries they're in. They have to kick the UN out, not take us over and bring the globalist UN, IMF, World Bank system here. The floodgates are being opened. Trump is standing against it. Will America and the rest of the world stand against it? Because this is an exact program we've already seen carried out in Europe. And don't think that we haven't already let over 30 million illegal aliens into this country. Now they just want to turn up the heat with 600 million in official UN plans. Macron wants 200 million North Africans in the next few decades to come into France and Europe. They're the ones saying this. It's simply incredible. This is a military attack, but it's not being announced as such. They just open the floodgates, our media access PR to cover up for it, and thinks that you'll sit there not aware of what's going on. What I'm saying is not radical. The UN publicly has organized the Islamic invasion of over 15 million people into Europe with their little refugee centers where they recruit and fund the invasion. And now we have the same scenario unfolding with the very same players from the UN and big tax-free foundations mounting an invasion that just smashed through the Mexican border, and now they're establishing UN bases in Mexico to mount the full assault on the United States. And the controlled corporate media is there as a client, suppressing the public, playing down the numbers, saying the police were bad and the illegal aliens attacking them and using their babies as shields are the good guys. This is the globalist corporate media literally working against the American people. And so now it's time for the president to cut all the funding out of the UN and to nationalize the United Nations building in New York and put the 60,000+ people that are homeless, many of them illegals, inside the UN building. Oh, that's an assault on the UN. Well, what is it when the UN organizes these groups in third world countries and say, you're going to America where everything's free and there's welfare and where you're going to vote socialist and we're going to mail you absentee ballots in the mail, which has been confirmed. Think about this. This is not radical. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, to quote Barry Goldwater. The president must pull out of the UN. He must seize that property. It is a criminal organization. If the president just continues to let them organize hundreds of millions of third world populations, the UN says they want 600 million in the U.S. in their own plan by 2050. If we put up with that, we'll be fighting a losing battle as they stream up out of Central and South America into Mexico and into the United States. We have to cut the head off of the snake, and we have to stop funding the globalist United Nations that is the enemy of humanity and has proven with all the child sex trafficking and all the corruption that it absolutely is a cancer on the face of this world. The United Nations and the global corporations that control it have declared war on the nation state. They've already conquered Europe, and now they're in the process of flooding North America with tens of millions of illegal aliens they control. It's now time for Trump to understand these third world weaponized populations are part of a larger globalist plan and cut the funding from the UN and seize their property at the Presidio in San Francisco and at the big Rockefeller complex in New York City. It is a globalist enemy structure that has declared war on our country, and its weapons are the migration systems they control, opening up these huge routes to destroy our sovereignty and our borders and bankrupt our country. It's do or die time for America, and we're going to break down the solutions to save this republic from the cancer that is the robber baron controlled United Nations.
Build the wall. Build the wall. Build the wall. Build the wall. All right, that full report is at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We can, let's pull it up so I can show TV viewers and radio listeners so I can tell them about it. But the headline from memory is basically Trump report, Trump ready. There it is, live, watch live, Trump ready to slash UN funding over illegal migrant invasion. No, that's the live feed. That's the live feed headline. The actual headline for that special report is breaking: Trump ready to cut UN funding over UN support of illegal migrant invasion. So this is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. The UN controls migration worldwide. They're using it as a weapon. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look, I'm not bragging because sometimes I wish we weren't the tip of the spear. I wish that what we were covering was so dominant that I was like an old grandpa, an old timer, and we'd save the planet and move forward. We still have problems. I'm not offering some utopia, but we weren't facing total satanic globalism allied with radical Islam. Now, Tommy Robinson is undoubtedly the most famous nationalist in the world. You could say I'm the most famous challenger of reality and the most demonized, most censored person in the world. But Tommy Robinson is a guy that 11, 12 years ago was running a tanning salon in his town, a successful middle-class guy getting married with children, and saw Islamicists putting little girdles in cars for sex slavery. And he blew the whistle. And a decade later, it came out he was right. And then 6 months ago or so, he's covering a trial. They were convicted of thousands of girls recruited into sex slavery. And the judge said, I call it contempt in court that you even covered the trial. So they put him in jail for a few months. He lost 40-something pounds. And the media, you know, oh, he loves to be arrested. He loves to be in prison. He deserves it. You know, he's made $50 billion off this. All of it's lies. All of it's fraud. All of it's, you know, made up anonymous sources, the same ones that say the lies about me. And now he's in Germany giving speeches tonight, and his children are sleeping in the room next to him. He's with us for two segments. But he's here talking about the next level of this. Now, we'll show the selfie in a minute and go right to Tommy Robinson. There he is right there, folks, for TV viewers. This guy's amazing. Talking George Washington 2.0. He is at a gas station. I'll tell you the story. We'll show you the selfie. And he runs into a military individual who wants a selfie. That person got drummed out. Then they told the military, you don't support Tommy Robinson. And again, we're going to get him back on Skype. Skype just cut out. We just had him. And you think about all the things he's gone through and what's happened. So now it's jumped the shark. Now there are thousands of photos all over the Internet of whole platoons and whole squads of the military, not just with Tommy, but saying, we support Tommy Robinson and British soldiers who've been totally cut off. I'm a soldier X. They can't discharge us all. So I'm going to play a little promo video. This is exclusive here. And there's so much. But Tommy, this is so exciting. This is history happening. Thanks for joining us.
What you're basically seeing is mutiny from the British Armed Forces. You've seen one young gentleman, in fact, probably 100 young gentlemen who had their photo taken with us at a service station. Bearing in mind, one of them was discharged, or he was told he was being discharged, but he's still currently on an army barracks now, so they haven't yet gone through with that decision. He was being discharged for uploading a selfie with a photograph of me on his social media. Now, the reason he was discharged was because the Muslim Council of Britain put in a complaint to the British Army. Now, the Muslim Council of Britain, just a number of years ago, signed a declaration stating that British armed forces were legitimate targets for suicide bombings in Iraq. So that's who our armed forces are now pandering to. We have an imam advisor to our armed services who said that no far-right fascist ideology would be tolerated. There was no far-right fascist ideology. There was simply a young man, a young gentleman, who was willing to sacrifice his life, who was willing to give his life to fight in faraway fields for freedom and democracy, but yet he's not even allowed that same freedom to decide who he can have a photograph taken with. That's all he done was a photograph. So the army made the decision that they're going to discharge him. We then started a campaign. We called him Soldier X because he's only a 17-year-old young lad. And before I knew it, I was being inundated with photographs of army personnel holding up signs. Started off in Britain. It's now gone all around the world. Every regiment, from captains, I've spoke to corporals, we spoke to every regiment across Britain. I spoke to a captain serving out of Sudan. I spoke to people who are so angered, so frustrated, that they want to show solidarity with Soldier X. Now, what that's then grown into is I've received phone call after phone call after phone call. I've spent the last 7 days travelling Britain, meeting with our army personnel, which is, I believe, the video that you've got segments of.
We're going to show in a moment.
I've met soldiers across the country. And, Alex, I've always been terrified of the situation our country is in. After meeting these armed personnel across the country, our whole country needs to be worried. The morale in our British Armed Forces is the lowest it could ever have been. People feel used, abused. They don't want to fight for the current government or their goals or their agenda. They feel... I spoke to members of the armed forces who said the only way you can get promoted is if you're a mixed-race lesbian. The diversity that's been shoved down our throats, the inclusion, the flying of the rainbow flag by our army bases. Now, this isn't one soldier, or two, or 10, or 15, or even 20. This is hundreds and thousands of personnel in our country.
And the point is, it's a globalist agenda to demoralize them being force-fed, and they recognize it.
They recognize it, and they are fed up. And I've had unit after unit after unit tell me that if we went to war tomorrow, half of them would leave. They'd walk. And I've got, which I'll bring to you over the next few days, videos and interviews of armed personnel after armed personnel saying exactly this. When I started seeing, this went way bigger than the original soldier. What it was about originally was members of our armed forces showing solidarity and showing that we don't leave a man behind, that we will not allow our...
And then he's got a right to take a photo with you in a free country and put it up when you're a good person. You're not even a racist, but if you were, they have a right. You stand for freedom, you stand for sovereignty. They know what you've gone through. They recognize your sacrifice. And now it's already hashtag I am Soldier X. This is exploding, Tommy. You know, my friend, everything you touch is the zeitgeist. Like, I thought myself or Matt Drudge were in the zeitgeist or Donald Trump. Everything you touch is solid awakening, my friend. Have you got the little idea the angels are flying around you?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Well, what I said now is the worrying thing is, with these videos, with this show of support, you've got soldiers putting pictures up with their false limbs, with all of their drugs that they're on, with all of the mental disorders they have, with notes, say, messages to the government, to the MOD, saying thanks for post-traumatic stress disorder, thanks for abandoning me, thanks for destroying me. Some of these messages, Alex, if you go on my Facebook page, you can read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
No, I understand. And my answer to the 25 U.S. soldiers who commit suicide today, you're not forgotten by the American people. Fight back against the globals politically. Don't kill yourself. But I understand the despair when your country and everything's turned over to evil and then you're treated like crap. In fact, I was reading the British soldiers don't even get their lunches paid for, their clothes. They are just totally abandoned.
You've got to see, they're washing their own clothes. That's paid for them to be washed. Their food, you've got to see the standard of food. What the British soldiers said is when they're out in Afghanistan and the Americans have their food hut, they just sit there looking and feeling so gutted and jealous because the Americans are eating real food. They're really provided by them, all free. The British soldiers are going in having to pay for everything and it's disgusting. And I mean, you have to see the videos and the images. And then the bath water, the drinking water, the facilities, the mould. You would not put refugees in these conditions in Britain. In fact, our armed forces in Britain have told me that their conditions are worse in Britain than they were in Afghanistan. Now, why? Why is this? Why are they abusing them? Why was the last military drive and the last campaign to get...
Because the EU doesn't want a British military.
No, it's clear they don't. They want a European... It's clear that they are purposely destroying the morale.
You're being demoralized on purpose. Let's stay there and fight back for national sovereignty. Straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, with Tommy Robinson. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and Newswars.com. TommyRobinson.online. Get those links out. We're fighting hard. Are you? We know you are. But don't have half measures. Engage now. You have the power of word of mouth. You are victory.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen.
But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's the best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we're covering is so epic. The tens of thousands of UN-funded people blasting over the Mexican border towards the U.S., 15 million already poured into Europe. It's so insane, I can't believe we're on air even covering it. Tommy Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, is just a business owner, a patriot, who 12 years ago saw Islamic sex gangs setting up harems of kidnapped little kids. They've since had hundreds of trials, hundreds of busts, hundreds of convictions. He is hunted. They threaten to kill him and his family. He is a real hero, and he joins us right now, TommyRobinson.online. He's in Europe giving speeches. He just spent the last week all over England. After just a few weeks ago, he takes a photo at a gas station, petrol station, with a member of the military. He puts it up. The guy gets kicked out of the military. It causes a chain reaction. We're British. We're UK. We're Irish. We're Scot. We have a right to free speech. And now Soldier X has exploded. So I want to speak to that, but he's in court Tuesday. was already put in jail for almost 3 months, lost 40 pounds. Now he has his appeal. He's going back for covering an Islamic child kidnapping ring that was convicted. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But Tommy, getting into Soldier X in this little clip, it's an exclusive we're about to play. This is huge to hear from the British military, the UK military itself.
This is huge. You don't hear this. I've tried to look back and seen when anything like this has previously happened. It hasn't. This is only growing. I'm getting contacted every day. It's only for the fact that I've now gone away for 3 days. Every single day last week, I drove to different barracks and met different groups of soldiers. Every day. And that trend would have continued if I hadn't just gone away for 3 days with my family prior to my court case. So there are soldiers across the country who are unhappy. They are. It's like an I'm Spartacus moment. You want to get rid of a young man who's one of them, and this is them standing by their men, standing against the top brass. The top brass who are dictating down these politically correct infrastructure of the military, this diversity, this inclusion, all these agendas that are being pushed through the military. Now, the armed forces are made up of predominantly young, tough, white, working class men. And they're the men that you're now discriminating against within the armed forces. It's like we've seen the police force complete politicised. We've seen the National Health Service, we've seen the fire brigade. But now they're trying to do it to our army. They're trying to weaken our army, pussify our army. Our recruitment videos for the British Army this year were a build up where a man at war gets down, he takes his boots off, he washes his feet in a puddle while all the other British soldiers turn around and guard him whilst he's praying on the floor. One of their radio goes, and they all say, no, well, wait, so hold on, wait, stop the bloody war. Muhammad's praying, yeah? And then the Muslim gets up after praying and he says, this is belonging, join the British Army. That is the recruitment drive for our army this year. The other video is a man coming out saying how, when I came out in the army, it was fine. When I had my boyfriend in the army, it was fine. And then the advert...
So they're using the fact that there's political pressure to conform for their leftist brainwashing.
Complete. And the rebellion, the feeling against it, I think that this was the final straw for a lot of lads. Do you know how many of them are leaving? All of the good lads are leaving. They're all saying, we're fed up. We're going. We're fed up with the army. We're fed up with the political correctness they're enforcing on the army. We're fed up the weakness. Be the best. They don't even want the slogan. This year, they want to get rid of be the best. That's what they want to be. If you look at Russia and China's recruitment videos for their army, it's all men firing grenades and shooting each other and explosions and men with eight packs, muscly men. The British recruitment video, pathetic.
Well, I mean, the Russians literally train shooting each other in armored vests at like 20 feet away. And that's what you're... And meanwhile, literally, they're training people how to be transvestites in the military, which China executes you for. They're literally training us to collapse.
That's basically it. And what Soldier X has become, it's become so much more now. And it's going to become so much more, I think. Obviously, our soldiers are not allowed a union. They're not allowed a voice.
So they're just looking for a focal point. And Tommy, that's why I keep telling you, say whatever you got to say in the court, whatever crap. We know you're a patriot. You're too important now to be out on the street, the things you've done. You're a real leader at the next level. And look, myself included, I have to put myself in the field as well. I will tomorrow. But what you're doing is so special and so amazing, and people are looking for your leadership because of your courage. That's what's so special. Let's play a clip that you sent us that hasn't aired yet, exclusive of what's happening with Soldier X. More's coming tomorrow when Tommy joins us, but here it is.
Yeah. You have all come here today aware that you could get discharged.
Yeah.
Why have you come?
Everyone's just fed up being treated like you don't matter. Then everyone just feels like you're just a number at the end of the day, replaceable. Like, you know, no one feels as if they're worth anything anymore.
Is that the general? What's the general feeling in camp about Soldier X, and what is the word going around about the I Am Soldier X campaign?
It's unfair for the lad, really, as well, isn't it? He's only a young lad. He probably didn't realise the repercussions of what he'd do anyway. I just saw someone that recognised, jumped on for a picture, and he's got massive and higher up. I've just made examples out of him.
Can I ask you about morale? Because I've been shocked. I've been on the...
So a lot more is coming the next few days, Soldier X, but imagine saying you can't have the free speech take a photo with Tommy Robinson because the Islamists, they bitch and complain. Tommy?
They're pandering to radical jihadists. They're pandering to a group who...
That just a few years ago said our mission is to kill British soldiers.
Yeah, that's it. Legitimate targets of suicide bombings. They signed a declaration. They signed it. This group. And that's who they're pandering to.
Let me ask you this question, Tommy. There is a backlash forming, and I want to be even-handed with it, but can you imagine what happens once the backlash forms, once they push people into a corner? I mean, gut level, what are you seeing 10 years from now? Positive. If we have a positive outcome, people wake up, take action. What happens 10 years from now versus if we go to sleep and lay down 10 years from now?
This is the scary thing. I see no outcome for Europe without huge civil unrest. And that's not what we want, but I don't see any solution. The minute the first...
So let's have it on our terms instead of theirs.
The minute the first politician gets in power who tries to enforce laws that we already have, but they're not enforced, whether it be against female genital mutilation, whether it be against Sharia, whether it, any laws that try to limit the spread of Islam, yeah, and Islamic teachings, that the Islamic community will rise up. They will riot. They will cause mayhem. They will cause murder. They will cause destruction. And that won't just happen in one European country. It will happen in every European country. And it's at that point.
So why don't we just let them have what they want? Because we always just keep giving in. It's more and more and more. If they want war, then let them start it.
It's like I say, it's absolute dimitude. That's what we're now witnessing by our army. Even our army are now surrendering. The boy was told, and I don't know if you listen. If you listen, I've also got one soldier give us an undercover recording where they recorded their sergeant major. And their sergeant major was saying, basically said to them, you have no freedom. If you follow Tommy Robinson on Facebook, you leave the army. And I've got there's a recording up at live of their major telling these boys this. So these boys are expected to sign up to our country to go and fight and die for other people's freedoms, whilst they have no freedom at all in their own country. And all of this is due to the top brass in our army wanting to pander and appease radical
Sure,
Islam.
Sure, very simple. Multinational corporations want to take over the world. They want the West to stand down, give in to all this. And it's sick. We're going to do one more segment with you when we come back to talk about they've already put you in prison years ago for exposing Islamic sex rings. Now they're trying to put you back in prison. This is coming up just in 2 days. We'll talk about it with Tommy Robinson of TommyRobinson.online. We should all be praying for Tommy right now, but I'll tell you this right now. I'm extremely proud to be associated with Tommy Robinson. I've been sued. I've been lied about. I've been banned online. I've been demonized because I believe in free market. I believe in God. I believe in America. I believe in Western civilization. I believe in Renaissance. People say, oh, my God, how are you handling it? All the time, how are you handling it? I'm handling it real good. I'm standing up like men are supposed to do to evil. So we need to get into this position where we're not trying to go along with the bullies, but standing up to them. We'll be right back with one more segment with Tommy Robinson, and then I'll get into the public UN invasion they've launched against our country. But whatever you do, spread those live links. Only you can bypass the censors. It really is up to you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.